KJAN Sports.
Well, it's time now for high school basketball on KJAN as we'll send things over to Jim Field and Chris Parks in Elkhorn.
All right, thank you, Brett. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball here on a Tuesday night. It's the boys' Class 1A district semifinal tonight as they start to get more and more important and more difficult as we move on down the line. Elkhorn, Exira, EHK will face off against Adair Casey, two teams very familiar with one another.
Yeah, they are. They play each other, of course, all the time here in the Rolling Hills Conference, and they're ready to battle it out here once again. This will be the third time here on the season, and Spartans have come out victorious the other two times, but it could be an interesting ball game. Two teams with different complexions at this point in the year.
Yeah, I'm really anxious to see how this game turns because they played twice during the regular season back on December the 6th, and that was that game was right here, and then they played over at Adair Casey on January the 17th. And the two games were just about identical as far as score. It was a 17-point difference. It was 56-39 in December, and in January it was a 59-42 game. But they were very different in the makeup of the teams because Spencer Rocoles, who is by far the leading scorer for Adair Casey on the season, was absent in that second game. He was nursing that broken wrist that he'd suffered. And really, a lot of other guys stepped up for Adair Casey that second time around. So now with that kind of experience, and Spencer Rocoles now has been back for five games, so he's well in the swing of things again, you wonder just how different that'll make Adair Casey to battle here for Exira EHK this time around.
Yeah, you really wonder, you know, how much the rest of the team kind of elevated their play while he was gone. You know, they were forced into that situation and really had to try to step up. Of course, they struggled, you know, throughout the season without him, but that makes other players better, and you got to hope that now that you've come back as a cohesive unit, that elevates your game as a team as a whole, and it could make a big difference here, and especially with, you know, Rocoles a few games under his belt. You kind of wonder if this was maybe the first or second game back. It's hard to get the chemistry back, but he's been here for a while, so they should be ready to go.
First time these two teams played back in December, it was a 56-39 win for Exira EHK. Zach Himmelberg, big night. He had 23 points, 10 of 14 from the floor, real solid. Also 12 points for Preston Waymeyer to lead the way. And on the other side for Adair Casey, it was 14 points for Alex Umbaugh, while Spencer Rocoles had 12 points, 11 rebounds in that game. Second time they played on January 17th for Exira EHK. Again, Zach Himmelberg, big in the middle, 23 points on 10 of 13 shooting. 16 for Dayton Rasmussen from the outside. And on the other side, Cole Palmer and Emmett Wheatley, each with 10 points. So we're seeing different names there. But the Bombers only shot 7 of 14 from the floor compared to 17 of 41, rather, from the floor compared to 26 of 51 for Exira EHK. And, you've got to have some similar numbers there, too. You can't shoot that many fewer shots and expect to be able to compete. So they need to get the ball in position where they can make some things happen.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to, you know, see how that plays out and kind of the maybe the strategy that each team brings to this game as well, because, you know, it's a whole different makeup again. So you kind of wonder what they'll try to do to adjust to compensate in the different looks for each squad.
Absolutely. Two teams on the floor getting loose for tonight's basketball game. Should be a fun one. Glad to have you along, whether you're listening on the air at AM 1220 or FM 101.1 or listening to us on the web at KJAN.com. You can listen anywhere in the world, and we welcome everyone to our broadcast here tonight. Just a few minutes away from the introduction of the starting lineups here. The two teams continue to get themselves ready for the game. Let's take a one-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgrow DeKalb dealer is Thad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgrow salesman, Thad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrow today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. The Pizza Ranch has great deals to accommodate your family. Choose from the pizza, chicken combo, or the Texas size ranch pack. Then choose your two sides of cheesy ranch sticks, chicken fries, cactus bread, or a pint of potato salad at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling. They'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight as the Exira EHK Spartans hosted Derek Casey in this boys class 1A district semifinal tonight. These two teams had to win their way into this basketball game. And for Exira EHK, they picked up a win over Stanton in action. Stanton beat South Page in a first-round game. And then Exira EHK downing Stanton by a 66-41 final. For Adair Casey, they faced off against Griswold in the first round, and they beat the Tigers 55-44 to get here. The winner of this game will move on to play Thursday night in a game that's scheduled to be played in Clarinda. And they'll play the opposite side of the bracket winner, and that's Cam hosting Corning tonight. That's down in Anita. Cam beat Lennox while Corning downed Villisca in first-round play to get into the district semifinals tonight. So Cam and Corning in Anita. Also tonight in Class 1A, Boyer Valley is hosting Logan Magnolia. East Green is at home against Ankeny Christian Academy. St. Albert playing at East Mills. Guthrie Center is at home against Coon Rapids Bayard. Nottoway Valley hosting Mount Air. Trainer is hosting Fremont Mills. And Arweva visiting West Monona tonight in other Class 1A action. Also in 2A Boys District Finals tonight, Kemper Catholic is playing East Sac County at Denison. Adel is the site for the Panorama Des Moines Christian game. And at Red Oak tonight, Clarinda facing off against Underwood. So a lot of boys hoops going on in the smaller classes this evening. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball teams as they get ready to introduce them to the crowd here tonight. Exira EHK, of course, on their home floor is the home team, wearing their home white uniforms with the maroon and black lettering and trim. And the Adair Casey Bombers, the visitors, wearing their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Here's how the Bombers will line it up for Coach Mark Emgarten. They are 15-7 on the season coming into tonight's basketball game. And Mark will send them out like this. It'll be Josh Earlmeyer at 5'9 and a junior, along with Sawyer Ockletree, a 6'3 senior. Cole Palmer at 5'11 and a senior out front. Alex Umbaugh, a 6-foot junior. And Spencer Rokold at 6'1 and a junior. You're starting five tonight for Adair Casey, and they all do some pretty good things.
Yeah, and of course, leading the way scoring-wise is Spencer Rokold. He's averaging 25 points a ball game, so a really good guy that leads out there. He shoots 60% from the field, so a guy you really got to watch on the offensive end. Cole Palmer helps out, averaging about 11 points a game, and Alex Umbaugh averaging 10. As a team, they average about 56 points a game, and they shoot 45% as a team from the floor, 36% from the three-point range, so an okay outside team, and a 63% from the free throw line as well.
And some of these other kids, and I say other kids, I mean not named Spencer Rokold, in his absence have had to learn to do a few different things and sometimes a little bit more, and they've responded fairly well for the Bombers as the season's moved along. The home team, the Spartans of Exira EHK. Doug Newton's team is 20-1 on the season entering tonight's matchup. And here's how Doug sends them out. It'll be Dayton Rasmussen, a 6'1 senior, along with Kale Hoffleen, a 6'1 and a senior. Spencer Smith, a 5'10 senior. Zach Himmelberg at 6'6 and a senior down low. And Preston Waymeyer, a 6'2 senior, also down on the block tonight for the Spartans.
And Himmelberg averages 18 points per game, shoots 57% from the floor. Rasmussen averaging 13 points, Waymeyer 9, and Spencer Smith averaging 8 points on the season as they average about 65 points per game and shoot 49% from the floor, so a decent shooting team as well.
Listen now to our national anthem here this evening. So that means it's about time to play basketball here tonight. Again, for the Bombers, it's Josh Earlmeyer, Sawyer Ockletree, Cole Palmer, Alex Umbaugh, and Spencer Rokold, your starting five. For the Spartans, Dayton Rasmussen, Kale Hoffleen, Spencer Smith, Zach Himmelberg, and Preston Waymire. One team moves on to the district final. Another team turns in jerseys tomorrow morning. Nobody wants to be that team.
A couple of other stats for the Spartans that are real key. They've got a couple of guys that really can take the ball away. Spencer Smith with 59 steals on the season and Zach Himmelberg with 51. So they're a team that likes to pressure defensively as well.
Umbaugh and Himmelberg in the center circle to jump it up. The tap controlled by the Bombers. They come away with it first. Roe Coles will hand it off, and up the floor with it is going to be Cole Palmer. He'll run the right side. Man-on-man defense by the Spartans to start as they struggle with the ball. Now dump it down inside. Ockeltree free inside. Now dribbles across and almost lost it. To the corner. Open three ball from the left side corner. No good by Earlmeyer. Rebounded down low by Spencer Smith, and he'll bring it to the front court for the Spartans. Smith out top will hand it off. Now Dayton Rasmus into the center circle. He'll run the offense here. Left side it goes once again to Smith. Smith out top. Cale Hoffleen. Smith left side on the dribble. Stops, looks for help, fires it out top. It's Hoffleen, top of the circle. Left side wing again to Smith. They'll reset the offense. He'll run it around. Now Hoffleen on the right wing. Fires it all the way across. Rasmussen out top. Smith. Hoffleen right side, just inside the arc. Back up top. They work the perimeter back and forth as the Bombers back into that zone. Now Hoffleen travels with it. Sometimes you can be too careful for your own good and too much time that time working the ball on offense. They got a little antsy. Turn it over with a travel. Basketball belongs to the Bombers. A minute gone here in the game. No score. As they get it to the front court, Palmer across the timeline. He'll hand it off out top. Umbaugh here left side to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer off the dribble. Now it's Roe Coles top of the circle. To the right side, Palmer. Palmer looking down low, nobody home, fires it across. Open here on the left arc is Earlmeyer, and he'll work it off the dribble. Back across right side, Palmer quickly inside. It's off the fingertips of Roe Coles and out of bounds. Spencer Waymire did a good job not touching the basketball. He let it go out of bounds, and it turns over. Spartans basketball. Both teams very deliberate so far on offense. Rasmus into the front court. Right side it comes to Hoffleen. The lob down low, it's Himmelberg. Down left side, he gets fouled trying to go straight up for the shot. He grabbed it, brought it down, took it right back up, but he never brought the ball down near his hip like you see so often. That gave him a chance to get right back up with it. The foul whistled on Alex Umbaugh, and that's going to be a matchup issue all night long because it is for everybody that has to play Zach Himmelberg.
Well, and the Bombers, you can tell, really trying to pack it in with the zone here early on, but just a good job of finding Himmelberg in the right spot that play.
Himmelberg makes the first free throw, so it's 1-0. Second try now on the way, and that one is also good. The 6'6 senior. He's been a rock for this team this year. You can pretty much count on him every night. Palmer to the front court now. Bombers with the basketball, trailing the Spartans by two. Now the ball tipped and stolen. Himmelberg with a steal, runs the floor and lays it in. Zach Himmelberg with the first field goal of the night, the steal and the finish on the other end, and it's 4-0 Spartans. Bombers top of the arc now. Left side it comes Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer guarded there by the big guy Himmelberg. Back out top, Ockeltree now left wing. Ockeltree not comfortable with the ball out there, wants to get rid of it, finds Palmer. Palmer right side now on the dribble, looking to the wing, leaves it outside for Umbaugh. Alex Umbaugh, the right side it goes, now Palmer once again. Old Palmer off the dribble, curls, goes baseline right side all the way to the rack, the little floater up, in and out, no good. And no foul, boy, I thought he was going to get called for a foul. He hit Himmelberg pretty hard when Himmelberg grabbed that rebound, but they let it go, into the front court we come. Really wasn't any advantage anyway by the contact, as Hoffleen has it. Now Rasmus in front court, lob to the high post. Himmelberg turns in traffic, and he's fouled. It's either that or he's going to get called for a walk. He had one foot in the air, and he was falling over with the other. And the foul is going to be whistled outside against Earlmeyer. That'll be his first, team second. 5:20 to go, first quarter. 4-0 Spartans. Inbound right corner. Spencer Smith with it. Picked up by Roe Coles. Looks low. Nowhere to go. Now fires it out top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen top of the circle. Right side it comes as they work the ball on the perimeter. Smith. Hoffleen now left wing. Curls. Drives the left hand. Steps back. The lob inside is knocked away and stolen. Meant for Himmelberg. Ockeltree got a hand on it. Picked up by Palmer. Bombers now to the front court. Boy, they're just going to surround Himmelberg. Now the ball out top. Tip. Stolen away. Smith on the run. Up the floor. The layup. Good. Spencer Smith with the quick hands and the finish on the other end. It's 6-0 Spartans.
I talked about the quick hands and being able to create turnovers, and the two guys that do it most have done it here early on and gotten easy buckets.
Bombers call for a timeout. It'll be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 4:44 left to play on the first quarter clock. Boy, I'd like to be playing poker with that hand. 6-0 the score. Spartans have the lead. And the Bombers still trying to kind of figure things out. Both teams have been pretty deliberate offensively, but quite honestly, it's been when they've sped things up a little bit that the Bombers have had an opportunity to get something down low. They went immediately on the block to Himmelberg for a couple of free throws off the foul, and then a couple of steals and layups on the other end.
Yeah, it's just been the turnovers into transition buckets here so far with both Himmelberg and Smith, the two guys that do it the most for the Spartans, being able to get in lanes and get balls out on the run and able to convert.
6-0 score, 4:40 left as they inbound. Now another steal. Ball picked out by Spencer Smith as he took it away from Palmer. Fires it in the lane. Ockeltree. Oh, great. Save on the baseline by Ockeltree. Going out of bounds. Flips it to Rokols. Rokols runs the floor. Now a reach in. Phew. I need oxygen if I'm going to have to go this fast. These two teams hustling up and down the floor. Foul on Spencer Smith. His first. He was reaching in from behind Rokols up the floor. Substitution coming in. By the way, it was Dylan Parker checked in during the last timeout for the Spartans, and now checking in is Cole Anderson. Bombers with the basketball now. Palmer with it at center court. 4:25 left to go first quarter. Bombers looking for their first points as the pass right side is knocked out of bounds by Himmelberg, so the Bombers will keep it. They'll inbound on the far side. It's Ockeltree out top Palmer here near side to Earlmeyer. Trying to go inside a Rokol. Now out it goes into the corner. Palmer, right corner for three. No good. Short. The ball rebounded off the floor by Himmelberg as it ricocheted right to him. 6-0 Spartans, and they have the ball. Rasmus into the front court. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Oh, nice feed into the lane, cutting across, and an easy little jump shot in the lane by Cole Anderson. He cut through the lane and took advantage. And it's an 8-0 ball game now in favor of the Spartans. Bombers here left side. It's Earlmeyer off the dribble, steps back, now up top it goes. Umbaugh driving the left side into the corner again it goes. Earlmeyer out top. Palmer, they get it to Rokols over on the right side. Nowhere to go. He dumps it back outside. Ockeltree. Ockeltree to the corner. Looking for help again out top. It's Palmer. Now Umbaugh, left side, Earlmeyer, looks at the three, won't take it. Now he'll dump it down low. Palmer cutting across. Spin move to the basket. Shot no good. Shot changed inside because Himmelberg was in the neighborhood, and Himmelberg grabs the rebound. Up the floor now again come the Spartans. 8-0, Syra EHK the lead. And they have the basketball out top with it. Anderson here near side, it comes to Parker. Now Rasmussen drives right side, the jump across. Three ball coming from the left wing is no good by Anderson. And the ball rebounded inside by the Bombers. 2:50 left. Bombers still looking for their first points. It's 8-0, Exira EHK. Right side dribble drive now. Palmer driving. The leaner up. No good. Too strong. Rebound Ockeltree. He turns. The fall away. No good. Back of the rim. Rebounded by Waymeyer. Boy, it's one and done, it seems like. Except for that trip, they got a couple of shots. But still, they're having to fight for fall away baskets. There's just nothing coming easy. Into the corner. Rasmussen now. Left side for the Spartans. Back out top. Back to Rasmussen. He'll drive baseline. Lean, nowhere to go. Now Waymeyer from the free throw line. The jumper good. Preston Waymeyer, two more. Ball gets away, so they stop the clock quickly. 10-0 now in favor of the Spartans. 2:15 remaining in this first quarter. Bombers to the front court now, up the right side. Palmer with a basketball off the dribble. He'll look out top and bounce feed it for Rokols. Right back to Palmer on the give and go. He drives the lane and his shot's blocked away inside. Himmelberg the block on the run. Rasmussen, he missed the layup. Rebound, Waymeyer, shot knocked away inside. Long rebound off the floor, now taken by Rasmussen. They fight for the basketball. Now a bump and a foul. There was a lot of bumping, and finally we had a foul call there against Josh Earlmeyer.
Yeah, that one should have came a lot sooner, but they eventually hit him with a lot of contact. Those guys are really fighting to try to get position for basketball.
Now we're going to see some substitutions. Emmett Wheatley will check in for the first time for the Bombers, see if he can spark some life into this squad. Been slow going here for Adair Casey. 10-0, they trail. Cale Hoffleen and Spencer Smith are back in for the Spartans. Rasmussen inbounds. It's Hoffleen here in the right corner. Out top, Smith to Himmelberg. Himmelberg, left side it goes to Anderson. Back out top, Rasmussen, no reset. 10-0, Exira EHK with a minute 40 left in the first quarter. Spencer Smith, top of the circle. Right side, it's Rasmussen in the corner off the dribble. Now leaves it out top. Anderson picked up that dribble, now looks and gets back to Rasmussen. He'll drive left side, pull-up jumper goes in, but we had a whistle before the shot. It was away from the basketball, and it's a foul underneath. They're going to whistle that against Alex Umbaugh. That'll be his second. Himmelberg takes the inbound now down in the corner. They get it back to the corner now, Rasmussen. The head fake, the drive, the dump across. It's Hoffline outside to Anderson. Anderson right side corner. Now Smith. Rasmussen, the head fake from three, the drive, nothing doing. Now the pass across and a foul call. Tried to get it across to Anderson. Rokols gave it a shot. He tried to cut in front for the steal, but was half a step too slow, and he gets the foul call. That'll be his first. That's the fifth now on the Bombers. Rasmussen takes the inbound now to the front court. Smith, Rasmussen, play catch out top. Right side, they go to the corner. Anderson, a minute left to go in the first quarter. Bombers still looking for their first points. It's 10-0 Spartans. Nice pass across the lane. They got it to the low post inside to Himmelberg. He dumps it across the Hoffline for the easy bucket, and it's 12-0. Bombers with the ball front court. Rokols, fall away is good. 45 seconds left in the first quarter before the first points of the night for the Bombers, and it's 12-2. Ball up front court now. Rasmussen to Smith. 30 seconds left to play in this opening quarter. Well, that's got to feel awfully good. It's a big monkey to get off your back if you're Adair Casey, because you start to wonder if it's ever going to come there for after that long a time. Rasmussen out top. 20 seconds left. Wheatley harasses him. Now Anderson back out top to Rasmussen. Down to 12 seconds. Smith right side. Fires it all the way across to Rasmussen on the wing. 8 seconds. He drives. Dumps it out top. Anderson, the lob down low. Himmelberg, head fake. Banker, good inside. And that's going to do it. 2-1. Rokols fires, but it comes up short from about three-quarters court at the buzzer. 14-2. Exira EHK leading at Air Casey after one quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you the fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market on Main Street in Anita. Open 7 days a week. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call for free estimates on siding, replacement windows, doors, trim, and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. For all of your real estate farmland sales, give Wayne Hansen a call at 712-773-4692. If you have farmland you're thinking of selling, call Wayne Hansen at 712-773-4692.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn at Exira EHK High School. The Spartans lead it 14-2 after one quarter of play here over Adair Casey in this Class 1A District 16 semifinal tonight here in Elkhorn. And off the inbound, it's stolen. A lazy pass, and Emmett Wheatley got in there and stole it. Goes the other way for the easy layup.
I saw that coming. How could they not have seen that coming? He was just sitting on that inbound pass.
So a quick turnover and a bucket, and Adair Casey already has matched their output there from the first quarter, 14-4. Spartans with the basketball here. They'll have it right side. They get it over to Dylan Parker. Now back up top to Rasmussen. He'll kick it across to Hoffline. Dribble to the baseline. Cut off there and double team. Needs some help. He'll throw it out. Gets it to Waymire. Across it goes to Rasmussen. He'll drive inside all the way to the rack. Layup is short. Rebound to Rokols. Up on the run, Palmer will throw it right side to Wheatley. He'll stop and fire up a triple. It's good. Emmett Wheatley, a little bit of a spark plug here for the Bombers, and it's 14-7. Spartans bring the ball up the floor here, set up offensively. Parker right side, Himmelberg's got space on the block. They get it to him. He has to fade away awkwardly to try to get the shot up. It's missed. Long rebound to Rasmussen, put back no good. Rebound by Rokols, and he spun out of traffic with it. Now they throw it up the floor to Wheatley, and now a foul as Dylan Parker thought Wheatley was going up, and he went up in the air, ends up crashing right into him. Bodies go to the floor and the foul on Parker.
A long pass up the floor and he had really no place to go. He thought he was going to try to steal the basketball, but you get to a point where you can't get there and you can't stop your momentum, so you just run him over.
Up off the bench now is Gunnar Dinkla here for the Bombers. He'll check in to see some action as Umbaugh checks out. Inbound pass here. Palmer has it out top for Adair Casey. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul called here against Dayton Rasmussen. He'll pick up his first.
You know, we saw a lot of contact and not a lot of fouls on some of those in the first quarter. Adair Casey might disagree. They were whistled for five in the first quarter, but that was just kind of a touch foul there, so maybe things are changing a bit.
Inbound, and Palmer has it again out top. Now it's tipping a swat at it there by Rasmussen. Can't steal it, though. Pass over to Wheatley near the sideline. We'll dump it back up top to Palmer. Palmer back in the corner to Wheatley. He'll go baseline on the drive. Kick it across. Dinkla had it and was knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Himmelberg as he got a hand on it to slap it away.
Emmett Wheatley goes 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds. I mean, he just takes off. He's very fast. He's not very big. They list him as just 5'8", and that might be generous. He's just a freshman, but he is extremely fast up and down the floor in a run and side to side very quick. So you have to watch out for him wherever he is.
He's the definition of a jitterbug. Inbound pass comes in here to Rokos in the corner, and he's going to try to fake his way out of position and gets the Himmelberg up off his feet, draws contact, and gets a foul call. So Himmelberg will pick up his first, and we'll go to the line to shoot two here for Spencer Rokos.
You know, Rokos is just one of those basketball players, just kind of a pure shooter type, and he can do a lot of things with the basketball, and if you're not getting many opportunities, try to create something.
And they really didn't get any opportunities at all there in that first quarter. Shot they did get didn't go because they were fading away. It's been pretty tough defense by the Spartans so far. Second free throws off the back of the iron, no good. He misses them both, and the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. 14-7, still your score. 6:16 left to go here, first half. Offlean has it out on the arc. We'll dump it up top to Himmelberg. Nice pass down underneath to Waymire, and he gets the easy bucket, cutting across the lane.
You know, and a nice job by Waymire. The inclination sometimes is to head fake or hesitate or do something. He just took it right to the rim.
Pass over to Rokos. He had a little bit of space. Tried to bounce a pass or hand a pass off that time, and it was lost there as they got it down low to Ockletree, but he couldn't do anything with it, and then he threw it away, and the ball is taken away here by the Spartans. Up the floor they go. They'll throw it over here right side to Spencer Smith. Up top now to Himmelberg. Himmelberg had Waymire for a moment again, but a lot of traffic there, so they didn't go with the pass down low.
They got a huge mismatch, too, with Waymire guarded by Wheatley.
Up across, up top, they go to Rasmussen. He'll dribble drive, get in the lane, all the way to the rack himself. He's going to get a foul call. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
I think Rokol's got the block from behind cleanly. I think it's going to be on Spencer or Sawyer Ockletree coming from the underside.
And that is the case. He picks up the foul. That'll be his first. 16 foul now here against the Bombers. Free throws coming now for Dayton Rasmussen. And the first one on the way, it's good. Up off the bench, Gunnar Dinkla back in as Ockletree will check out here for the Bombers. Or excuse me, that's Umbaugh back in. Yeah, Dinkla's back in there as well. Switch around there and their spots on the stripe, and the free throw is knocked down by Rasmussen, who he knocks down too. 30-second timeout is taken here on the floor. Didn't see which coach got up to call that one, and then we, the Spartans, got up to call that timeout. So a little bit of a spurt here by the Bombers with a couple of big plays there by Emma Wheatley, but otherwise it's been pretty tough sledding for them to try to get any good looks. The Spartans have really done some different things defensively. I've seen a diamond in one where they've kept Rasmussen on Rokos, and they've also kind of done a matchup man-to-man where they slide off and easily back down to the baseline and drop Himmelberg down there to play defense underneath.
Well, it's just they've struggled trying to get the ball to Rokos. They were kind of single-focused early on. Rokos is trying to post inside, and they just swarmed him underneath. That's why the speed of Wheatley outside will help to open some holes up there for the other guys.
And Rasmussen's matched up against him again. This time the give and go as Palmer gave it and got it right back, but he missed the shot on the run. Layup a little bit too tall. He's had a couple of looks like that that have been too strong off the glass. Rebound by the Spartans, and they have it here in the front court. Himmelberg out top with it. Now we'll send it over to Hoffline baseline. Bounce pass. Rasmussen, nice move underneath to get himself some space. They get him the pass, and he gets the bucket. Rasmussen's got 4 points now here in the second quarter, and it's 20-7. Spartans on top. Palmer out front with the basketball. Bombers desperately trying to get something going offensively here in the half-court set. Pass in the corner to Dinkla. He'll drive baseline, kick it across. Palmer now to Rokos, the baseline jumper. He backed up a little bit, didn't really need to, and he missed it. Rebound pulled down by the Spartans. Up ahead, now Rasmussen has it out top. He'll slow things down. Try to set up an offensive set here. He'll work it over to the right, now kick it across to Spencer Smith. Smith waiting for players to come back to his side of the floor. A lot of contact underneath, guys fighting for position. Over to Rasmussen now, behind the back dribble, now back up top. He'll send it over to Smith again on the left wing. Up top once again. Back to Hoffman now right side. Skip across to Smith, had to go high to snag it. Able to hang on and gets it up top to Rasmussen. 3:54 left to go in this second quarter. 20-7 Spartans. Baseline pass to Wehmeyer. Now to Hoffman right in the middle of the lane. Jumper's up and good. Spartans doing a good job finding the right spots and helping each other out. Now timeout taken here by the Bombers. Coach Emgarden comes up off the bench, wants to get his team settled down. And it's going to be a full timeout. 22-7, the lead for the Spartans. 3:41 left to go in the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Scent Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Scent Repair, ASC certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they'll sell, balance, and rotate tires. Scent Repair, give them a call, 778-4330. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC in Anita, call 712-762-3779. Hepler Curbside Recycling and Sanitation in Atlantic picks up garbage and recyclables weekly. A $20 deposit provides a 90-gallon receptacle to put all your recyclables in. No more sorting and running around Atlantic to drop off recyclables. Give Hepler's a call today at 254-0677.
After the timeout, the Bombers with the basketball. They have it out front here with Cole Palmer. And he tries to kick it across. Spencer Smith got in there, capped it away, got it on the run. Layup too strong, though. Himmelberg the rebound. He backs up on the dribble to get himself in position to go up, and he'll get the banker. So the turnover turns into points once again, and it's 24-7. Spartans with the lead. Bombers the ball out front. Palmer with it. Right side, pass over to Umbaugh. Umbaugh will take a dribble and give it back to Palmer. Palmer dribbling out front. They're trying to free up Rokolf. There he is. He pump fakes, gives it back to Palmer. Now inside, they get it into Dinkla. A quick jumper on the way. It dances around and falls through. Gunnar Dinkla gets the bucket.
They really needed that.
Now they break the ice there. 24-9 now here. They had the quick couple of buckets to start the quarter from Wheatley, and that was their next bucket for a long time. And now on the other end, a missed shot by Parker. Rebound Wehmeyer underneath. He missed the putback. And now the rebound and the run out here. Rokolf all the way the other direction for the Bombers. And going to have some contact and a foul called here. And Spencer Smith is going to pick up the foul as he came from behind it. Try to stop that one. Nope, they might call it on somebody else here. Going to call it on Rasmussen instead. That'll be his second. 15 foul now here against the Spartans. Rokos will step up to the line, and he knocks down the first free throw. Wasn't quite sure he was in that shooting mode, Jeanette, either, but they give him the shot, and he misses the first here. Next one is rattled home here by Rokolf. And he did make both of them that time, excuse me. He knocked them both down. 24-11 is now your score. 2:19 left to go here, second quarter. Spartans the lead and the basketball. Bounce pass to Rasmussen. He'll dribble inside, force up a tough shot in traffic, and they're going to call a traveling violation.
Yeah, he was getting freaking pressure in there by Umbaugh. He was bodying up. That's pretty dangerous. Umbaugh's with two fouls, but caught a break that time as he created that travel.
So the Bombers get it back here on the turnover, and they'll bring it up the floor. Palmer will walk it up, send it left side to Wheatley. Wheatley a couple of dribbles, and now he'll bring it back up top to Palmer. Palmer over to Rokolf, back to Palmer, now over to Wheatley, swinging around the horn. Ockletree will fire it across as Captain Solon. Stolen out of the air by Rasmussen, on the run to Smith. Runner on the run, and he gets it to go. Fancy footwork to get himself in position to shoot that one, and he knocks it down. And now here off of the inbound, we're going to have a traveling violation whistled immediately here against the Bombers. They turn it right back over. Smith was there and was creating some traffic and forced the turnover again. So the Spartans will get to, seem like, just continue this possession after the bucket. Smith will look to lob, and now we're going to have a foul call here. It's going to go the other way. Trying to muscle, get some room. They're going to whistle that one against Himmelberg. That's his second. 16 foul now here against the Spartans. Both teams with 16 fouls here in the half. And Himmelberg is going to check out. Hoffline comes back in now here for Spartans.
Yeah, you're up 15 points here with a minute 44 left in the first half, and your big guy's got two fouls. You're not taking any chances.
1:41 left to go in the half. 26-11, Spartans with the lead here, and the Bombers have the basketball out top. Wheatley with it. We'll send it over to Rokols. He'll fire up a three ball. That's way off the mark. Too strong. Wheatley, though, tracks down the rebound. Now he'll stop and fire up a triple. It's good. Nobody caught up with him, and he decides to fire it home.
Somebody needs to tell the Bombers, guys, feed the ball to Wheatley. He's your hot hand right now.
He definitely has a hot hand. 26-14, now your score. Spartans lead in the basketball. Anderson left side over to Waymire now. He has it right at the top of the key. Guarded by Wheatley. Now back over to Spencer Smith. Smith will go right side. Anderson in the corner for a three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped out, taken by Rokols, and he'll try to run it out for the Bombers. All the way to the rack himself. Layup is good with the left hand. Nice job by Spencer Rokols in transition. And it's now 26-16, a 10-point game here with 41 seconds left to go in the half. Out top, Anderson has it. Back over to Smith in the corner to Parker. Parker back to Smith. Spencer Smith dribbling out front, 30 seconds to go in the half. Back over to Parker. Parker will fire it across over to Anderson. Back up top to Spencer Smith. Back over to Anderson, right side, 19 seconds to go. Down in the corner to Parker, right side. Couple of dribbles, now a bounce pass to Hoffline. He's in traffic, needs to get rid of it. We'll fire it out. It's tapped, stolen by Wheatley. He saved it as it was going out of bounds into Palmer. On the run, over to Rokols. Three ball in transition is good. Big play there, and that's going to end the half. And the Bombers with a spark here to end it as they get it down to a 26-19 ball game here as we head to the halftime break. Take a break, come back, give you some of the numbers, and take a look at this first half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Barner's Insurance at 6th and Walnut at Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And Anytime Fitness at Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn at Exira EHK High School. The Spartans here with the lead here at halftime in this 1A District 16 semifinal contest over Adair Casey, 26-19, but a little bit of a late flurry there by the Bombers to cut this game to a 7-point ball game as they outscored Exira EHK 17-12 there in that second quarter. And the late run there gets them a little momentum here at halftime.
Yeah, even more impressive, it was 12-2 to finish off. Their biggest lead in the first half was 17 points at 24-7. And, you know, if you don't go out to see high school basketball games and you're right in your own backyard, then you're the one missing out. That's why we go to these games. I mean, it's our job, but we also go to these games because it's fun, and teams don't give up. I mean, it would have been real easy to just throw in the towel at 24-7 and play it out, but, boy, the Bombers have played hard here down the stretch, and you know, you just knew that Spencer Rokols eventually was going to catch some sort of fire. He's too good a shooter, too good a player, and Emmett Wheatley's just been an absolute lightning rod coming off the bench here tonight for the Bombers. And, you know, Exira EHK, they've got to look at this first half the way they started and feel like, they just kind of missed out a little bit. They're still up 7. They've got a decent lead here at halftime, but that's nowhere near where they thought it was going to be about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's for sure, and give a lot of credit to Emmett Wheatley. He has absolutely been the savior so far here for the Bombers. Not only did he hit a couple of big buckets to start the second quarter to kind of gain a little bit of momentum for Adair Casey scoring the basketball, but then he makes the a couple of late plays. He saves the ball and then hits a three off of a long rebound, and then here late he saves the ball, he knocked it away, then saved it before it went out of bounds, kept the play alive, and then Palmer hits Rokols in transition for the three, and that's where we get here at the halftime break. So yeah, he's had a hand in almost everything that's gone right here for the Bombers.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you can't get excited about this game for these folks in attendance here tonight, then you don't have a pulse. It's just fun. These two teams are playing hard, and it's a whole different ball game. Fouls can change everything. The way fouls are handled in basketball, it's unlike any other sport. Basketball is the sport where, you get too many fouls, you're gone. You're eliminated. I mean, they don't do that in football. You just keep getting penalties all day. And, in basketball, you've got to be careful of those things. And it completely changes the complexion of the game. And because of that, you've got to manage the game a little bit better as a coach sometimes when you get guys in some issues. And, that's where we've seen both players, Adair Casey got Earlmeyer and Umbaugh each with two quick fouls in the ball game, but they were able to work their way through it and no further damage. But on the other side, Xyra EHK, Zach Himmelberg especially, Dayton Rasmussen also with two, but Himmelberg, their key inside. And you saw what a difference it made when he went out that last minute and a half or so of the basketball, or the first half of this basketball game. And Adair Casey made a quick run there to get back close. They need him on the floor, and he needs to stay out of any kind of foul issues early in the second half.
Yeah, that was their opportunity to make a run with him heading to the bench, and boy, did they take advantage of it here as they got it down to that 7-point margin. So 26-19 here at the halftime break. It's the Xyra EHK Spartans with the lead over the Adair Casey Bombers. These two teams playing for a trip to play on Thursday night as they'll meet up against the winner of the Ham and Corning contest that's going on in Anita here this evening, and those teams will set to play in Clarinda on Thursday night. So obviously a great deal on the line. You want to move on here and continue your basketball season. You got to get it done here in the second half. 26-19 Spartans lead. We'll take a break, come back and look at the numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers quality garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or a business that requires more than one pickup a week, Cook Sanitation will work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today, 243-1705. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast, friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn at Xyra EHK High School. The Spartans lead here at halftime over Adair Casey by a score of 26-19 here this evening. And the Spartans, of course, had the big lead in the first quarter, 14-2. But the Bombers able to make a run and a flurry here late in that first half to get it down to that 7-point margin as we get to 26-19 here at the halftime break. So a 17-12 second quarter as Adair Casey took the advantage of their scoring-wise in that second quarter of play. Take a look here at the scoring sheet here for you from the first half. And for the Xyra EHK Spartans, they were led by Zach Himmelberg with 8 points here in the first half, and he leads the way. A host of other players with 4 chipping in. Dayton Rasmussen, Cale Hoffleen, Spencer Smith, and Preston Waymire all chipping in with 4. 2 points for Cole Anderson there in the first half. For the Bombers, they were led by Spencer Rokols, who hit those late couple of buckets. 9 points for him there in the first half. 8 points chipped in by Emmett Wheatley. He was a spark plug. And 2 points for Gunnar Dinkler with a shot in the lane here in the first half of play. So that's how the scoring sheet is stacked up here so far in the ball game for these two squads. Turnover-wise, it was actually pretty even. you would have thought early on that Derek Casey had a lot more. They just had a lot more that ended up in points on the other end because the Spartans were able to get out in transition and make buckets. And, of course, Derek Casey biting back a little bit there with that last play at the end of the half and able to get that three in transition. But the Bombers had seven turnovers there in the first half, four turnovers there for the Spartans in the first half of basketball. So once again, 26-19. Spartans have the lead here at the break. We'll take another break and come back and get you set for second half basketball. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Give them a call for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Lori's Flowers and Gifts in Audubon and Manning. For any occasion, they send flowers and gifts from the heart. From Lori's Flowers and Gifts. They put their heart in everything they do. Visit them today or call toll-free at 1-800-569-2742. NAPA on Main Street in Griswold, your complete line for cars, trucks, imports, main and fire equipment. See them also for all of your tune-up needs. Get the good stuff from NAPA on Main Street in Griswold.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight. The home team, Exira EHK, with a 26-19 lead over Adair Casey. Not near where they thought they would be here at halftime after that blazing start by the Spartans, as Adair Casey just got off to a miserable start offensively here tonight. They were shut out for the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds of the game. A Spencer Rokol's bucket with 45 seconds left in the first quarter gave them their first points and only points of the first quarter. They were down 14-2 after one quarter. The Bombers were down 24-7. That was their biggest disadvantage tonight, 17-point deficit in that midway through that second quarter, but a 12-2 run to end out the first half has gotten them back within 7 at 26-19. So we still have ourselves a ball game as we head to the third quarter of play here this evening. For the Bombers on the floor, Spencer Ockeltree, Cole Palmer, also Josh Earlmeyer, Spencer Rokol, and Alex Umbaugh, their starting five. Spartans also with their starting five. It's Waymeyer, Himmelberg, Rasmussen, Smith, and Hoff-Lean on the floor to start this third quarter. As the two teams switch sides, and the Bombers will have the basketball first. Big possession after that big run for Adair Casey to end the second first half, and now a steal. Spencer Smith just taps it away and takes it away from Palmer. Now up the floor, he gets it across to Rasmussen, and he missed the layup, and the ball tapped out and controlled down by the Bombers, and they throw it away again. Umbaugh's pass tipped and stolen by Smith. Smith in the lane, bounce feeds it low to Waymeyer, and it's tapped away and stolen by Rokol. Boy, haven't even played a half a minute. We already had three turnovers here in the second half. Ahead front court now, up the right side, crossover dribble by Palmer at the free throw line. He stops, needs help. Spencer Smith tries to steal it. Knocked away, Palmer back up with it in the corner. Now down low, Ockeltree in the lane. Lost the handle, it's loose, picked up by Umbaugh. And now Earlmeyer back out top with it. Earlmeyer works right side, Rokol well off the arc. Rokol's right side to Palmer, cutting. Now the cross pass to Earlmeyer, back to Ockeltree. He'll jump one up and in. Sawyer Ockeltree, his first points of the night as he hits the 16-footer. It's 26-21. 5-point game now. Spartans lead it with the ball. Hoff-Lean, top of the arc. Right side to Smith. Smith the bounce pass. Baseline, Himmelberg kicks back out. Out top, Rasmussen. He'll drive into the lane. Dump down to Himmelberg. The banker, good. Can't let Zach Himmelberg get the ball that close to the basket. You're going to lose that race every time. 28-21 now the score. Bombers with the ball front court. Palmer near the center line. Guarded by Smith. Needs to move the basketball. And now has it tipped away. Picks it up and looks for help. Rokol, top of the circle, inside, now kicks it across. Palmer back to Rokol, leaning in. Now across the baseline, Earlmeyer struggled with a pass, keeps it. Now to Ockeltree, free throw line jumper up, no good, in and out. And we got a foul over the back as Umbaugh tried to get the rebound, and they're going to call Dayton Rasmussen for his third foul going up and over. Had Rasmussen able to come away with that rebound cleanly right away, I'm not sure he would have gotten the foul, but he struggled a bit. Ball now belongs to the Bombers. They'll keep it in the front court. They work the ball down low. Ocultreta inbound. Looks inside, nowhere to go. Now outside it goes to Rokols. He steps across to Ocultreta in the corner. Back to Spencer Rokols. He'll bring it out top. Rokols, one-on-one with Himmelberg. Drives left side, the fall-away banker, good. Spencer Rokols works his way inside. He's in double figures now with 11. And it's 28-23, back to a five-point lead. Spartans with a basketball and the advantage. Left side, Hoffman on the baseline. Cut off to Smith. Out top it goes. Into the game was Anderson. Back out top, Smith. Left side of the arc for three. In and out, no good. Rebound down low. Tap to the baseline. Waymire up with it. Out top it goes to Anderson. Smith, left wing. Inside it goes now. Himmelberg in traffic. Turns, fades away. The banker up, no good. Rebound taken away inside by Ocultreta. Ocultreta harassed back there. Gets it for Palmer. Palmer now with it. We'll work it ahead on the dribble to the front court. Left side, Erlmeyer. 5:20 left to go in the third. Ocultreta left corner. We'll bring it back out around the arc. Looks for some help and gives it off to Erlmeyer. Left side, down low, Palmer. Back to Ocultreta. Just inside the free throw line. The jumper no good. Rebound off the floor by Waymire. Waymire hands it off, and Smith will walk it to the front court. We're under 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. 28-23. Spartans with a ball and the advantage. Out top, Waymire. Smith left wing. They fired all the way across now to Hoffman on the right side. The bouncer back up top. Smith into the corner. Open. Anderson the three. Good. Cole Anderson grounds the three from the left corner at 31-23. Rokols front court now drives left side. Stops the leaner. Fallback shot no good. Rebound tapped out. And it's going to belong to the Bombers. They're going to give it back to the Bombers. Looks like Ocultreta might have been the last to touch it. He was right there in the neighborhood, but they're going to say it's out off the Spartans. Bomber basketball. Looking down low, the bounce pass tipped out of bounds. Waymire all over the inbound feed as they tried to bounce it down low to a cutting Spencer Rokols. 4:24 left to go here in this third quarter. 8-point lead for the Spartans. Bombers to inbound. Out of the corner it goes to Palmer. Palmer on the bounce outside Ocultreta. Ocultreta with it on the dribble now. We'll bring it outside and hand it back off to Palmer. Palmer with the basketball well off the circle. Left side, dumps it off for Erlmeyer. Cross it comes now here near side. Into the corner right side. Umbaugh, the dribble drive on the baseline. He's bumped as he's cut off, and that's Preston Waymire picking up his first foul of the night. That's the second team foul against the Spartans here in this second half. The ball out of bounds on the baseline now, as it will belong to the Bombers. Ocultreta inbound. 4:02 left in the third quarter. Ocultreta will key it in. Right side, Palmer. Dribbles to the top of the free throw line. Now off it goes to Ocultreta. He'll leave it outside for Erlmeyer. He's open. He tries the three. It's off the mark. Skims the rim. And Himmelberg just watches it go out of bounds.
Probably a wise play that time. It was getting awfully close to that baseline anyways, but just let it go and nobody was around.
Dayton Rasmussen back into the ballgame now for the Spartans. Emmett Wheatley will check back in for the Bombers.
Now let's see if Emmett Wheatley's got another spark plug up his sleeve here, coming back in here in the second half.
Well, they're a lot closer than they were the last time he came in off the bench, that's for sure. 3:50 left to play as the Spartans bring it up the floor now. We're in the third quarter. 31-23, Xyra EHK the lead. Out top, they go to Himmelberg at the high post. He curls down the left side, spins, nice move to the rack. Missed the shot, though, rebounded inside. And out comes Erlmeyer, and he'll run it to the front court. Wheatley right side, the head fake. He gets Smith off his feet. Now a quick shot on the baseline, blocked and stolen away by Rasmussen. Heading out to Smith, in the lane, the pull-up. Hits up, it goes, and it's good. He hung in the air forever and got that ball to dance around and go. And a timeout, half four by the Bombers. 3:18 left to go here in the third quarter. This is just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here. 33-23, it's a double-digit lead again. It's 10 points now, and I don't think the Bombers wanted to see that balloon to that level.
No, you know, they had a great opportunity there on the other end. A good job by Wheatley to head fake at the defender to fly by, but it was a great play by Rasmussen to catch up to the play and get the block and then be able to get the outlet and come back the other direction with it. So as Spartans, for the most part, when they've had their chances after a turnover to run out down the floor, they've done a pretty good job of successfully converting on the other end, and that's been a big difference here.
Bomber basketball as we come back out of the break. 3:18 left to go, third quarter. 33-23. Exira EHK the lead. Bombers to the front court now. Off the dribble with it out top. Palmer leaves it for Rokols. He'll turn and fire one up. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Missed the 17-footer. Martins with a rebound to the front court. Rasmussen out top. Down to 3 minutes to go in the third. Smith left side with it. Well off the arc. The lob down low. Tapped away from the backside by Earlmeyer, and he steals it. Tried to go to Wehmeyer on the post. Now Ockeltree leaves it across to Palmer. Spencer Rokols, he walked with a basketball. Well, Rokols just had too much room to work with that time. Didn't put it on the floor quick enough and turns it over. 33-23, 10-point lead for Exira EHK. We have 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. Right side they go. It's Anderson with it on the arc. He'll dump it out top now to Himmelberg. He's way outside, guarded there by Emmett Wheatley. 5'8", guarding 6'6". They look down low, and a foul call. As they tried to post Himmelberg underneath and the lob inside. They tried to get him on a double team down low. The foul going to be whistled on Ockeltree from behind. Umbaugh will check back in now for the Bombers as Palmer will check out. Ball out of bounds down low to the Spartans. Smith right side, hesitates, drives the lane. The kick across, Rasmussen. He'll bring it back outside on the dribble. 2:20 left in the third quarter. 10-point lead for the Spartans. They have the ball front court now. Rasmussen here left side, Anderson. Out top to Dayton Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the dribble into the lane. Caught in traffic. Dumps it back out left side. Anderson across to Smith. Smith starts to drive. Cut off. Brings it back across now. Anderson gets it. Fires it. In and out. No good. Rebound. Taps out of bounds. And it will stay with the Spartans. They say it was last touch by Ockeltree. So the Spartans will keep possession with a minute 59 left here in the third. Into the left corner now. Wehmeyer. Out top it comes to Anderson. Anderson again here near side. We'll leave it out top now for Rasmussen. Right side to Smith. Smith lobs down low, posting Himmelberg, and he's fouled. Got the ball, tried to curl back around with the to the right side for the little jumper in the lane, and he got fouled. That'll be Umbaugh picking up his third. Umbaugh has three for the Bombers. Rasmussen three for the Spartans. To the line goes Himmelberg to shoot a pair, and the first one is good. I hate to jinx anybody, but the Spartans are 5 for 5 from the line tonight. Minute 45 left here in the first half, and the second one is good. So he makes them both. 12-point game now, 35-23. Up the floor come the Bombers. Across the timeline, Wheatley. Left side it goes to the corner, Earlmeyer. He'll bring it out on the dribble and curl and go back. Now fire it across to Rokols. Rokols down low, posting his Umbaugh. Nothing there, and he throws a pass that's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. Minute 30 remaining in this third quarter. Bombers will inbound here on the near side. They leave it here near side for Umbaugh. He'll bring it out top on the dribble. Alex Umbaugh, right side Wheatley. Wheatley on the arc, guarded by Rasmussen. Hesitates, now drives the baseline, the kick out, it's tipped, he'll go into the back court, and Smith chases it down for the steal. He tries to go behind the back, but Ockeltree's there to take it away from him. Can't go behind the back if somebody's behind you. Now Wheatley to the front court, left side Earlmeyer, into the lane, tipped, stolen away. Himmelberg ahead to Rasmussen, running the floor, the layup on the run is good. Dayton Rasmussen with a basket, it's 37-23. 50 seconds left to go here in the third as they get it across the timeline. Wheatley out top to Umbaugh. Spartans rebuilding that lead. Oh, and a traveling violation now as Umbaugh shuffled the feet out top, trying to decide which way to start that offense moving. Palmer back into the lineup now for the Bombers as Earlmeyer will check out. 44 seconds remaining in the third period. 14 points the lead now for the Spartans at 37-23. They've really put the clamps down on Adair Casey here tonight. Rasmussen out in the center circle. They may hang on for the last shot as they spread the floor a bit. Rasmussen gets rid of it now to Smith. Smith to Rasmussen again out near the center circle. Rasmussen picks up the dribble, dumps it here for Anderson. 20 seconds left to play in the third. Rasmussen out top, guarded by Wheatley. Gets the screen, goes left side, now leaves it on the screen and roll to Himmelberg. He drives the left side, bank shot, good in traffic, and a foul. Himmelberg down the lane, keeps body control, banks one home and gets fouled. That'll be three on Sawyer Ockeltree. And a three-point play coming here for Zach Himmelberg.
Things are snowballing for both teams. A good positive direction here for the Spartans, and everything's going wrong right now for Adair Casey.
And the free throw is good, and what was once a 17-point lead, which was whittled down to five, is now back to 17. 6 seconds. Spencer Rokol's left side. Oh, he went up for the shot. Down he went as he ran into Waymeyer, and he comes up hobbling a bit. They're going to say it's last touch by the Spartans, so the Bombers will keep it. Hoffleen will check back in along with Dylan Parker for the Spartans.
That last play was blocked cleanly out of bounds by Rasmussen from behind, but there was a lot of contact on the front side.
3.9 on the clock. Ockeltree will inbound on the baseline. Into the corner to Rokol. Rokol's curls, falls away, the jumper up, and good. Just inside the arc for two here at the buzzer. 40-25, Exira EHK with a 15-point edge heading to the fourth quarter. Back in a minute, you're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
And back here after the break between quarters, we're ready to start the final 8 minutes here tonight in Elkhorn as the Exira EHK Spartans have the ball and the lead. They lead it 40-25 over the Adair Casey Bombers, outscored them there 14-6 in that third quarter. Inside pass, Rasmussen spinning, firing up a shot in the lane, no good, too strong. Rebound to Cole Palmer. Palmer on the run for the Bombers, into the corner. Umbaugh, the three ball on the way, it's good. Alex Umbaugh steps up and knocks down a three. 40-28.
You know, basketball's such a game of momentum, especially from the shooter's perspective. But that helps get the Bombers started. That's a big one to start this quarter.
Waymeyer, tough pass, threw it in traffic, is knocked out of bounds, last touch by Umbaugh, who was looking for Hoffleen on the block. Up off the bench, Spencer Smith back in, Cole Anderson back in as well here for the Spartans. Right now on the floor, it's Anderson, Waymeyer, Himmelberg, Smith, and Rasmussen. Inbound pass, Rasmussen threw it away, right there is Wheatley. Wheatley is going to run up the floor quickly here for the Bombers. He stops, thought about the shot, up top now to Palmer, he'll try the three, that's short. Rebound dancing around, and the ball batted. Waymeyer saves it and able to lob it into Rasmussen before he falls out. Rasmussen will run up the floor now. Fired all the way across to Smith in the corner. He goes baseline on the drive. Tried to throw a pass. It was hit by Ockeltree. Smith got it back. He was standing in the lane and finally gets rid of it. Back up top. Now they have it to Rasmussen, and we're going to have a injury whistle here now. Here is a little hit there for Himmelberg in the eyeball. He's going to adjust the contact, it looks like. He's going to have to come out here. I don't know if they're going to keep him in here. They'll let him adjust it and get back going. So it'll be Cole Anderson to throw in the basketball here. He'll send it in to Rasmussen. 6:45 left to go in the game. It's a lead for the Spartans at 40-28. Anderson has it. He'll drive left side, pick up his dribble. Rasmussen really fighting for space on the block. He gets it, goes straight to the rack, and they're going to call an offensive foul. He turned and was determined to go straight to the basket. Cole Palmer steps in front of him, and they'll call the offensive foul on Rasmussen. That's his fourth.
That's great backside help that time defensively to create that foul opportunity. And the Bombers with a basket here, could get it down to 10, possibly 9 points. If they can get this thing under into single digits here fairly quickly in this fourth quarter, then it's game on again.
Hoff leans right back into the ball game now here for the Spartans. Trying to decide who needs to be in the game here. And now Parker's going to check in. So they get things straightened out here. Now they got to find out where they're supposed to be in the zone. Inbound pass, and the Bombers will come up the floor. Wheatley will have it right side over to Palmer. Palmer up top to Wheatley. Pump fakes and now fires up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound high by Ockletree in the lane. He'll save possession. Guarded closely by Hoffling. Gets it out to Palmer. Back up top to Wheatley. Over left side to Rokols. Rokols will give it back to Wheatley. Emmett Wheatley, the pass over to Palmer right side. Trying to look for Rokols. He's guarded closely by Parker. Now we go to over to the baseline. Ockletree now to Rokols, sliding in. Shot up and no good, and he gets a foul call, though. He'll go to line to shoot, too.
Good patience by the Bombers that time to work that basketball. Not just settle for the first long ball you can toss up.
Preston Wehmeyer picks up his second. And at the line, it's Spencer Rokols here for the two shots. First free throw is good. He gets that one to roll home. Up off the bench, Josh Earlmeyer back in. Emmett Wheatley will check out here for the Bombers. 6:01 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It's 40-29 Spartans. Second free throw by Rokols is good. So he knocks them both down at the line here this time. And it makes it a 10-point game. 40-30. Spartans the basketball out front. Anderson the bounce pass over to Smith. Smith looking for some help. Now we'll kick it up top to Parker. Parker now will bark out a signal and get it over right side to Hoffling. Now up top to Wehmeyer. Wehmeyer looking, needs some help, over left side to Parker. Parker will drive in, stop, and dump it back up top to Hoffling. Hoffling over to Anderson. Anderson will dribble here and look for the bounce pass. Now up top to Smith. Back over to Anderson. Not a lot of guys that will work for their own shot on the floor right now for the Spartans. They're really working it around the horn. They'll try to lob it in low. Hoffling was in traffic. Ockletree got in the way and stole it right away. Up the floor they go. Umbaugh right back to Palmer. Up top now, Earlmeyer in the corner. Rokols. They'll work it around out high. Umbaugh with the basketball. Send it down in the right baseline. Ockletree dribbles around traffic. Try to shovel a pass, but it was too low and stolen here by the Spartans. They come back the other way. Spencer Smith with it. He's the one that picked it up off the floor, and now head coach Doug Newton wants to take a quick timeout here for the Spartans. Full timeout, 4:51 left to go. We'll take a break. It's a 10-point game. Spartans with the lead. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Here after the timeout, the Spartans will inbound, and they'll throw it up into the backcourt for Rasmussen. Rasmussen back into the ball game here in Himmelberg as well. That's one of the main reasons they took that break, so they get those guys back in there, and it pays off immediately. Himmelberg drives the left side and throws one up, and it falls home. Zach Himmelberg with the bucket, and it's 42-30. Back to a 12-point lead now here for the Spartans. And now a timeout taken by Coach Imgarten if he wants to talk to his ball club, and that'll have to be a full timeout. 4:27 left, 42-30. Spartans have the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673. where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
Welcome back here after the timeout by the Bombers. They have one full timeout left here, and the Spartans have three timeouts, a couple of fulls and a 30 left as we head to the final 4:20 in the ball game. 42-30, the lead here for the Spartans. Right side pass here as the Bombers work it around the perimeter. Back over left side to Wheatley. Wheatley kicks it in the corner. Umbaugh, quick head fake, and now we'll kick it across. Palmer, he'll drive to the right side. Tried to bounce it across, and it goes out of bounds. He didn't get the right angle over to Ockletree, and it'll turn over.
Yeah, it's nice to try to work that ball down low, but if he'd have looked back behind him, he had Spencer Rokold wide open standing in the corner on the arc. He could have had a really good look.
Waymire will inbound the basketball, gets it in here to Rasmussen. Rasmussen playing with those four fouls. He'll bring it up the floor. Behind the back dribble, guarded against Wheatley. We'll go right side with it. Stop, pick it up, cross it over to Waymire. Waymire, back up over to Rasmussen. Left-hand dribble, stops, kicks it out. Smith, he's open on the arc. He'll take the three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound by Ockletree. Bombers get it back here, and Palmer will bring it up the floor here. Left side pass to Wheatley. Now in the corner, Rokolt. He'll try the three. They leave him some space, and he hits it. Spencer Rokolt with the three, and it's 42-33.
Every possession important now for Derek Casey. They really can't afford to waste any. There's just not enough time.
And now off the floor, we're going to have a foul here, reaching in on the outside. Anderson had the basketball, and foul going to be whistled against Umbaugh. That'll be his fourth. That is now the fourth team foul against the Bombers as well here in the second half. Inbound to Rasmussen, handoff to Himmelberg, right back to Rasmussen. He goes into the middle of the lane, dumps it back to Himmelberg. And now we're going to have a three-second violation. I thought so. Rasmussen was waiting to try to set a screen to give it Himmelberg open again, and he was camped out there for a while, so they could call it for the 3 seconds. Turnover here for the Spartans, and the Bombers will bring it back up the floor. 3:06 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 42-33, Spartans have the lead. Down on the block, they go to Ockletree. Back outside, Umbaugh. He'll try the three ball. It's good. Oh, the Bombers are getting heated up from the outside. And it's 42-36. Spartans out front with it. Rasmussen has it. Picks up his dribble over to Anderson. Anderson will take a couple of dribbles here. Give it back up top to Rasmussen. Wheatley's really hampering him. Now Rasmussen was open for a moment. Gives it back to Himmelberg. He'll go left side. Stop, fire up the jumper from 10 feet and knocks it home. And now it's going to have a turnover here. The Bombers cross the baseline trying to inbound it to Palmer. They weren't quite communicating well, and they end up turning it over. Give it right back to the Spartans. Bad break there for Adair Casey. Mental mistake, and they'll give it right back. Erlmeyer up off the bench. He'll check in for Umbaugh. Inbound pass now here. We'll send it into the corner. Waymire back up top to Anderson. 2:24 left to go. Anderson has it. He'll dribble left side. Get in the lane, and a reach-in foul is going to be whistled here. A couple of guys fighting in there to get the hands on the basketball, and it's going to be whistled against Wheatley. Emmett Wheatley picks up his first. The 15th foul here against the Bombers. Lobbed inbound to Himmelberg, left corner. A couple of dribbles, and now out to Anderson. Anderson will lob it inside to Himmelberg. One dribble, turns, kicks it back out. Rasmussen will drive to the baseline, stop there, and has to come back out top. He'll reset the entire offense. Dribble out front, guarded closely by Erlmeyer. Rasmussen working it. Now he'll pass it over to Anderson. Anderson, left side dribble, back to Rasmussen, and a timeout going to be taken here. as it'll be a 30-second timeout taken here by the Spartans. A little bit stagnant there that time offensively, not getting a lot of guys to move around.
That's a good timeout for the Spartans. Doug Newton off the bench quickly. You know, you're up 8. It feels fairly comfortable. It looks comfortable, but it doesn't feel comfortable right now. You have a minute 51 left. You know how quickly the Bombers can get up and down the floor and put points on the board. So, you know, it just didn't feel like anything was going at that point. Call timeout, get set, figure it out.
Want to make this possession count here. Of course, they all become important here down the stretch. 1:51 left to go in the ball game. 44-36, Exira EHK with the lead, and they have possession of the basketball. Boys won a district semifinal game. Chance to move on to Thursday night, and the district final on hand here. Inbound pass will come into the backcourt to Rasmussen, and he'll have it way back there. Ohlmeyer's going to guard him closely. He's really reaching in, trying to get the basketball. Left side, now we get the foul call. Ohlmeyer swats in there and gets the foul. That'll be his third. That's the 16th foul now here against the Bombers. So the next one will send the Spartans to the line on the bonus. That may be the strategy here for the Bombers. They start to extend this game a little bit. Nice inbound to Himmelberg. He stops, fires one up from the short jumper, and knocks it home. Nice wraparound there on the inbound play.
I don't know how you lose track of the big 6'6 senior on the inbound like that, but great opportunity for the Spartans.
Bombers have it the other end now. Rokols trying to free him up for some space up top now to Palmer. He'll step back, give it back to Rokols. Long three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound to Himmelberg, and the Spartans now breathing a little bit more comfortably here. 10-point lead with 1:14 left to go in the game. 46-36. Out top to Himmelberg, guarded closely by Ockletree. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called against Ockletree. It'll send Himmelberg to the line here for the 1-1. That's the fourth on Ockletree and the 17th foul now.
Yeah, you just kind of sense that that was like the last try there for Spencer Rokol, that would have gone in and that would have been the spark they needed here to make a run, but it didn't. And now all of a sudden you kind of feel like it's just not enough time left. We'll see how it plays.
And the free throw is no good. Himmelberg, not a great free throw shooter on the season, and he misses that one. He had been pretty good from the line so far tonight. Now a timeout taken here by the Bombers. Their final full, 1:04 left to go. It's a 10-point game, 46-36. Spartans lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina, voicemail, 800-toll-calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Chris today at 712-774-2221. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Oakland, your Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa provider. Whether it's life, auto, home, or if you own a small business or farm, give Marge Denton a call at 712-782-3498.
Welcome back here after the timeout by the Bombers. They'll inbound here, 1:04 left to go. It's 46-36. Spartans have the lead. Right side dribble by Wheatley. He'll dump it off to Rokols at the elbow. Pump fake, goes through traffic, hops down low. Foul on the floor first, though, and Wehmeyer got called for the reach-in.
That's the last thing Coach Doug Newton wants. Don't give them a chance to stop the clock.
That's the third foul against the Wehmeyer and the 15th foul now here against the Spartans in the second half. Baseline inbound will come from Ockletree. He'll get it into Rokols. Rokols will quickly fire up a jumper just inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound Himmelberg. Over to Rasmussen. Back to Himmelberg. And he'll bring it up the floor. And now we're going to have a foul session here as the Bombers will reach in. And Ockletree is going to reach in and get called for that one. He'll foul out of the contest. And Himmelberg will go to the line here for the 1-1. Just 2 points tonight for Sawyer Ockletree. As a senior, will end his career, it looks like, tonight here. Wehmeyer will check out as Hoff Lean back in now here for the Spartans. Himmelberg at the line here for the 1-1. And the first one is good. Himmelberg only a 54% free throw shooter on the season, but He's been able to make 6 out of 7 so far here tonight. Next one's on the way. That one's off the mark. No good. And the rebound can be pulled down by Hoffleen inside. And now we're going to have a jump ball call. He got tied up with Rilkolf, and it'll be a bomber ball on the arrow. 41 seconds left to go. Up the floor now. Here they'll inbound. Palmer will bring it up here for Adair Casey. Trailing 47-36. They get into the corner, Earlmeyer. Now up top to Rokos. Pump fake, step back for the three. Off the mark. Rebound high. Himmelberg gets it again. Spartans now will kick it across to Spencer Smith, and they'll reach in and foul him. Alex Umbaugh will foul out. That was his fifth. The junior will end the night here. 6 points. As Gunnar Dinkler will come in to replace him. Spencer Smith at the line now here. And the front end, rims out no good. Rebounded by Dinkler. Up the floor now, here come the Bombers. Over to Dinkler. He'll try the three ball. That's off the mark short. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball with 14 seconds remaining. 47-36, Exira EHK with the lead here over Derek Casey. And looking like the Spartans will be moving on to play on Thursday night. Inbound pass to Rasmussen, and Rasmussen will get it across to Himmelberg. They'll back off on the pressure over to Rasmussen, and they're going to, looks like maybe let him dribble the clock out. Back up top to Himmelberg, across to Smith, and that's going to do it here tonight as the Spartans win one here on their home court. It's Exira EHK 47, the Adair Casey Bombers 36, their final score here this evening as the Spartans win, and they'll move on here in the district basketball here in Class 1A. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tanner's Fashions. Now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats at Tanner's Fashions in Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adore. A sports bar and grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate, it's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn, Exira EHK High School, as the Spartans win one here at home 47-36 over the Adair Casey Bombers. And now they'll move on into the further rounds here in district basketball. They'll move on to play on Thursday night, and they'll be playing either Ham or Corning. Those teams are playing tonight down in Anita, and that's a 7 o'clock tip-off scheduled in Clorinda on Thursday night. But kind of a back-and-forth ball game here for the most part. It was a good start for the Spartans. They got out to a 14-2 lead after the first quarter, and then they were able to then extend it out to, or actually the Bombers were able to kind of hit some shots and then make a late run. A couple of good shots there towards the end as they were able to get the 26-19 lead at the half for the Spartans and cut it down a little bit there with a couple of late nice plays. So that was our halftime score. And then the Spartans went on a run there in that third quarter. They were able to extend it back out to a 15-point ball game, 40-25. As the Spartans are able to do enough down the stretch here to make sure that they get the victory and move on here tonight. So the Bombers here with the loss, they'll fall now to 15-8 and in their season here as they'll pack things up here on the season. But pretty good run for Coach Imgarden's squad, considering all they went through throughout the year without their star player Spencer Rokos for a good chunk of the season with that broken wrist. And he played well here tonight, but they just couldn't do enough to win this one. The Spartans now improve. They're 21-1 on the season as they pick up the victory, and that now improves them. And of course, as we mentioned, they get to move on here in a postseason play. Take a look here at the numbers for you here in the ball game. The Spartans got 22 points here tonight for you from Zach Himmelberg to lead the way. He was really a workhorse for the Spartans all night long as he finished with 22. Also had 6 points chipped in here tonight from Dayton Rasmussen. Also 6 points as well for Spencer Smith. 4 points apiece chipped in tonight by Cale Hoffleen and Preston Waymeyer. 5 points this evening chipped in as well by Cole Anderson for the Spartans. They were 8 of 11 from the free throw line, and most of that was Zach Himmelberg at the line here tonight. Also for the Bombers, they were led by 18 points from Spencer Rokol. He had a nice ball game. 8 points for Emmett Wheatley as well, as he was going to have a spark plug in the first half. All those points came in the first half. 6 points as well for Alex Umbaugh, and 2 points chipped in apiece by Sawyer Ockletree and Gunnar Dinkla here in the ballgame tonight for the Bombers. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line here this evening, as that's how the scoring went here for you tonight for these two ball clubs. The turnovers-wise, it was 7 turnovers in the first half for Adair Casey. They also finished with 9 in the second half. And then also for Xyrie HK, they had 4 turnovers in both halves of basketball here tonight. So that was a little bit of an advantage tonight for the Spartans, not turning it over quite as much. They took advantage quite well, especially in that first half, of making buckets in transition off of turnovers by the Bombers. But once again, your final 47-36. We're going to go ahead and take one more break, and we'll come right back for you to wrap this one up. Listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs, feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service. They're all yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they offer a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. If you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone and have a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford, New Holland dealer, with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn, Xyrie EHK High School, as the Spartans pick up the victory here tonight, 47-36. And we do have an updated score here for you. Cam, 54-53 here tonight. And I believe that's a final, as the Cougars are able to eke out a victory here this evening. That's not official word, but 54-53 is what we have as a score. So looks like it'll be the Cam Cougars and the Xyrie EHK Spartans meeting up on Thursday night in Clarinda for a 7 o'clock tip-off. And that's, of course, another game that has been played now 3 times on the season. If they meet up once again, as they've had a couple of matches and split, actually, their matches on the season. So that'll be a fun one as well. But Spartans were able to make some nice runs here tonight to get the victory here and hold off the Bombers and keep them at bay here throughout the game.
You know, it was a game of runs tonight. You know, and that is a final, by the way, 54-53. So Cam, the winner in that ball game. So it'll be Cam versus Xyrie EHK. Yeah, the grudge match, the throwdown, the tiebreaker, the rubber game of the match. They've played twice, and that's the only blemish on Xyrie EHK's record, was a win earlier this year by the Cougars in conference play. But yeah, just one of those games. You wonder how much different this game might have played out had it not been such a slow start for Adair Casey. They just struggled so much. Both teams, they kept turning the ball over the first 3 or 4 trips up and down the floor before Himmelberg got inside, got fouled, got a couple of free throws, and then they hit a couple of layups on breakaways, and the next thing you know, it's 12-0. Built the lead up to 17. That was the biggest lead of the night, was 17 points. They did that at 24-7. They did it again later on at 40-23, but it went from 17 at 24-7 down to 7 at halftime at 26-19. They got it as close as 5 points at 28-23 early in the third quarter, and then all of a sudden it was a 12-0 run again, and it was 40-23. So a 12-0 run to start, a 12-0 run when it got to within 5, and then they were able to cut it back again. The Bombers got it down to 6 at 42-36, but just not enough. It's so hard to play from down that far all night long, and they just never really were able to claw their way back into the contest. And they got close, but sometimes you use all your energy just getting close, and you don't have enough to get over the top.
Yeah, they just didn't have that here tonight. It seemed like every time they made a run, Spartans would eventually respond and go on a little flurry of their own to be able to hold off and get the victory here this evening. So a nice win for them as they move on, of course, here, and now they'll play Thursday night and get ready for a very common opponent. And we mentioned the teams have split, so they're both going to be ready and rearing to go, I'm sure. The Spartans got the better of the last meeting and really kind of laid it to them a little bit here at home the last time they played, but it should be a fun ball game for them coming up on Thursday night.
Yeah, for some reason, the infinite wisdom of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, you've got Cam and you got Exira EHK, and they're going to go all the way south to Clarinda to play. We'll see if they maybe change that venue. Right now, scheduled for Clarinda Thursday night. So, yeah, should be an interesting ball game Thursday night between two very familiar ball clubs, two old rivals that go a long way back from the days of B&M or Anita versus Exira or versus EHK. And, yeah, you've got four old Rolling Hills schools that have each had an opportunity to merge with another. So you got some pretty good history going there. Should be an interesting basketball game on Thursday night at a neutral site.
So tonight was a fun one as well, as the Spartans took up the win, 47-36 over Derek Casey, and they move on to play Thursday against Cam. And our next basketball on high school front will come your way on Thursday night as well, but we'll have Class 3A boys basketball action as the Atlantic Trojans try to continue their season on. They'll take on the Harlan Cyclones, and that game being played over at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off on Thursday night. We'll be on the air at 6:50 to get you pregame coverage for that one as well here on the radio and on the web as well at KJN.com. So thanks for joining us here tonight. Once again, your final, Spartans win it over the Bombers, 47-36. For Jim Field and Quentin Haley helping out back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Elkhorn.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions this summer. They want you to have time for the ballpark and all the fun summer activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection, no waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic, featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in a relaxed but refined ambience. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the east edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines from ag to industrial, high performance, and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102 1/2 Pearl Street in Atlantic or give Rick a call at 243-1037.